Hey guys, I'm Joe.
And I'm Priscilla.
And welcome to the Take the Leap podcast, where we talk about everything from running a business, to marriage, to morning routines, health, and faith.
Encouraging you to trust God and take the leap in your life.
Thanks for joining us, and we hope you guys enjoy this episode. Ooh, what is going on, guys?
How are you doing?
It's your host, Joe.
And Priscilla.
And we are back with another episode. And this time, we are going to be discussing something called time management.
Well, task management.
Task management.
More task than time.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just mainly because, like, we like to discuss things that we are currently dealing with in our own lives.
This one goes out to Joe.
Yeah. I would say me more so. But just dealing with a lot of different tasks and a lot of different things going on in our life. And it's something that we personally have to work on and are working on. So that's something that we wanted to share with you on how we're dealing with that.
Yep. So this one's pretty practical, pretty straightforward. It's going to be kind of like step one type thing. So we're just going to jump into it. So step one is you're going to do a brain dump, which this is so easy and so gratifying
and
to do.
And if you guys like haven't heard of that before, it's really simple, actually. All you do, and it's got his name for a reason, you just basically take everything that's on your brain, everything that you're possibly thinking about, and all the little tasks that you have to get done, and you just dump it. By dump, I mean write it on a piece of paper or something that you don't have to constantly be thinking about it.
Yeah. I like paper, but you could also use like your note, I guess, on your phone.
Yeah, I use notes on my phone. Yeah, so that's something I do.
Joe does that. I like paper because I like physically seeing things and writing and scratching and putting arrows and stuff like that. That helps for me. So you just write everything. I don't care how stupid it is. I don't care how small it is, how big it is. I really don't care. Whatever it is, you write it down. And that's it. That's the whole rule. If you have to brush your dog's hair, write it down. If you have to do a really big work project, write it down. Like, whatever it is that's floating in your head, because I think that when it floats in your head, you can't focus, and that's how you feel super overwhelmed, because you can't really see exactly how much you have. Sometimes I feel like I have so much going on, but as soon as I do a brain dump, I'm like, oh, I really only have 10 tasks.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, that's the same thing for me, like, especially lately, and this is kind of why we wanted to talk about this, but lately I've been feeling like I have a lot going on and a lot of different things to get done. And, you know, I've picked up, like, kind of like a second job, like editing remotely.
And not even a second job. You're working on your dream.
Yes. And in a way, though, like, it's like I have more stuff to do now.
Right.
Like, all the time. And it feels like a lot. So really what it is, though, is just, like, I've just needed to sort of kind of take a step back and, you know, kind of do, like, a little brain dump like we're talking about now. And that's something that, you know, is helping me, is just being able to lay out all the tasks and, if anything, you know, set aside a designated time for that,
it's like
which we're going to get into.
It's like literally throwing up your mind on a piece of paper, and it feels amazing. Like, you know when you're sick and you pee, you're like, oh, if I could just throw up, like, I would feel so much better. That's what that feels like to me. It's annoying because I'm like, ugh, I don't want to do this list. But then once I do it, I'm like, ah, I feel good just having it somewhere that's not in my brain. Anyways, okay. Mm-hmm. Step two is...
What is it?
Delegate.
I don't even know.
And delete. He can't read my handwriting.
Yeah.
Mobby. Step two, delegate and delete.
Yeah, like, I know what the point is. I just don't, like, have, like, the little name for it. And she's got it written down. Yeah, well, we make up, like, little names and, like, little points for each
and
task.
And then I scratch it off after we talk about it so that we stay on somewhat-ish on task.
Yeah, so... For this one, like, for delegating and deleting, basically what we mean is that, like, let's say that I'm better at something than Priscilla, or Priscilla's better at doing something than I am.
Or you have an assistant.
Yeah, or you can actually afford to, like, hire someone out, or, yeah, someone can help you out on the free.
Yeah. So paid or free help.
But, yeah, or if you have your spouse, you know, they can help you out with that at times, too.
Yeah.
So... yeah, basically what we mean by that is that, let's say, you know, Priscilla is better at something than I am. I can give something over to her, and, you know, she can kind of handle that and do that, and she's a lot more efficient at it than I would if I were to do it, or vice versa.
Which sounds slightly counterintuitive in the sense that, like, oh, man, I'm just adding things to somebody else's plate. But you have to remember, too, like, I have freedom to also add things to Joe's plate. And if he's better at something than me, why would I try to do it when it would take him half the time, half the emotional energy, half the mental energy, half everything?
Yeah, because we're all, like, wired differently, and a lot of things are, like, easier for you to do than, like, something else.
Or if you pay someone, then you really, really want to delegate. This is a big thing, and people struggle with this, okay? Like, if you can hire out help, it is so important that you delegate as much as you can, and you leave things that are, like, super important for you to do only, and everything else just give it out, because there's no point in you wasting time on doing that. We'll do another episode on that, because I think I have a lot of tips for it, even though I don't have an assistant. But since I've been an assistant a long time, like, for a lot of times, I know how to handle and navigate
that. Yeah, and how it can also help someone, you know?
Right. So that's delegation. And then deletion would be just scratching crap off your list and never scheduling it.
Literally, like, really, how important is this?
Yeah.
Like, for Priscilla's example, I mean, I think she's, like, got something, like, about dusting where...
Yeah, like, well, or it was just the first thing that pops up to my head, right? Like, yeah. Sometimes you want to do random things that they're not important. Like, I would love to stand up and dust the wall above our dining table that's really high and I need a ladder for.
How important, like, really is right, that exactly. Right this second?
Exactly. That would be like if I have nothing else going on that
free
week.
Free time.
Yeah. Like, if I have nothing else to do, then I could do it. But for the sake of, okay, you have a lot of tasks to get done and you have a lot going on, is that important? No. And you can delete it. So I think that's really important, being able to do that. And you could apply that to work too. Like, there's a lot of things where you're like, oh man, you know what I would love to do? Make new Instagram highlight covers. Well, is that important? No. You know, like, is that moving the needle in your business? Is that income producing? No. So you could probably just delete it when you have actual paying clients that you have to tend to, or actual services you have to do.
Yeah, what you do is you do it later whenever you have free time. Exactly. Like, just put it on the back burner for right now.
Delete that.
You know, just make
delete
sure.
Delete that bitch off.
Yeah, make sure you're always doing, like, the more important things.
Right. So then once you do that and you have your list boiled down more or less, but it's still a big list more than likely, I like to split our list up throughout the week. So, like, I'll kind of just look at my week at a glance. And our week at a glance, when I say, like, my planner is literally a sheet of paper divided into 7 days of the week. I'm not kidding. It's a sheet of computer paper. So I just start splitting all those tasks from Monday through Friday. Well, Monday through Saturday, essentially. And I split all those tasks up. And the way that I do it for the most part is order of due date. So if something's due on Wednesday, I'm going to do it first thing Monday. If something's due on Friday, then I have a little bit more time. I can get it done. If I have time, I can do it Monday, but usually I don't. So I'll do it maybe like Wednesday. So it just depends on order. I always go in this. This is like Priscilla's thought process. Due date. Then the next one is importance / income producing / highest paying client / whatever.
Whatever the most important is at that time.
Then you move down. That's the way that I schedule things, because it is not as important to, like, let's say, I know this sounds bad, but we're going to hang in there. I'm going to give a business example. If you have a client that is paying you $1,000 to do something, you're going to do that client first. Over the one that you gave a discount for and is paying you $100. I'm giving a drastic example, but you're going to do that client first. Like, let's say they don't have due dates, you know? You want to do the higher paying client because it's, to me, a higher priority. Not saying that the $100 client isn't important. Of course, they're all important, but you just got to be smart, right? And we're going to talk about that in another episode on being business smart. But you got to be smart and you got to do what's important based off due date and money.
Yeah.
And that's business wise.
Yeah. And then I would say, like, kind of like the next point that we have is, like, sort of like, I'm going to call this one time remapping. And for this one, mainly, like, what we're trying to get at. Well, you know.
Right. Kind of. Are we on step four? Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Four. Yes. Four. Correct.
Throwing me off here.
Yes. Time remapping. What'd you call it?
Time remapping. I don't know. Was that what it was called?
I don't know. I like it.
All right. Yeah. Kind of gave it, like, my own, like, little name. Anyway, so this one's more sort of just kind of just swapping around the order in which you do things.
Yeah.
And that's really important just because, like, you only have so much energy in the day and you have to order things of importance. Like, you have to get them done in order of, like, how much energy you have.
Right.
So, like, for me, like, a lot of times, let's say, like, I have something that I have to do that takes a lot of creative energy in a sense. Like, let's say I'm going to give, like, an example. So I have a project to edit, and then I have work, right? So if I go to work, and
well, then... you have, okay, hold on, let's be specific, because that makes sense to me, but maybe somebody else it won't. So okay. Once we've distributed, like, tasks down to, like, Monday, right? Joe wakes up on Monday, and he has his 9 to 5, which is not that important for him.
It's but
important,
it's draining.
But it's draining. Right, so you have your 9 to 5, and you have your editing, which is your passion.
Yeah.
Just being clear, because people are like, wait, work? They might think that's your filming job, but it's not.
Okay, yeah, so anyway, so... just to kind of go back to the story. It's okay. You threw me off a little
I'm
bit.
I'm sorry.
So I have my job, my 9 to 5, and then I have, let's say, a project to edit for a client, right? So that's obviously my creative task. And then let's say I go to work and I work from 9 to 5. And then now I get home and I'm tired and I don't really want to edit, right? But let's say I woke up a little bit earlier, got that task done for the day, you know, was able to edit, able to get that finished, and then go do the thing that made me tired. Right. But, like, it can be done, like, while I'm still tired, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yep.
Then it's like, you know, then I'm still able to do the thing that I really wanted to do or get done, like, the creative energy side of my my projects for the day.
Yep.
So that's sort of, like, what we mean by time remapping. Yeah. It's just, like, just reordering or reorganizing the order in which you do things. It sucks sometimes because you may have to wake up a little earlier or, I mean, usually it's when you wake up in the morning. Yeah.
If you have a 9 to 5, you're going to have to wake up earlier probably.
Yeah, or if you go to work like later in the day. Some people like have like a 2 to 10 shift. Or
maybe your 9 to 5 is your dream job. Then when you get into work that day and your boss has like a huge task of list of things for you to do, you want to do the most important one first or the hardest one or the one that you regret.
Exactly.
Like you're like, it needs to be done because it's so important, but you don't want to do
it.
Yeah,
I'm just giving examples of like my specific circumstance and you can just apply that to anything.
Yes.
But that's the way it works for me. And it sucks because sometimes, you know, you do have to make some sacrifices, maybe wake up a little earlier because, like, scientifically, it's shown that you're way more productive early in the morning.
I was literally going to say that. They say, so, I think it's like the first, they say the first hour, I think, of your day is when you're at the best mental something. Like mental, I forgot what it is.
But yeah, moral of the story, first thing in the morning that you do is going to be the thing that you're most productive at. Mm-hmm. And whatever it is that you want to get done, you should definitely apply your energy to that.
Right. And then, so now we already gave you a business example. I'm going to give you another one. Would it make sense to, let's say you really need to call a client and to sell them on something and you're really dreading it. Would it make sense to wake up and say, you know what, I'm going to post that pre-scheduled thing I have to social media first and I'm going to send those automatic emails first? No, you can do that while you pee. Like, you literally involves zero effort to do that, but it makes more sense to call a client that if you keep thinking about it, you're going to be stressed out about it. Another example, it would be like a personal life or a non-business example, is like if you really hate working out but you know you need to work out so that you do not die, you better work out in the morning.
First thing in the morning. Yep.
Yeah. Like, because let's be clear, if you let it go, you're not going to do it later. I don't care if you have it scheduled. Like, you're not going to do it. So that's really important. Another example is like you time. Like, if you're a mom and you want to tell yourself that you're going to have me time in the middle of the day.
Yeah, we can give an example of that one. I know my cousin Maria, like, she wakes up like extra early and just like has a cup of coffee, relaxes, takes time for herself, journals, does all that before she's got to get the kids ready.
Because that's hard for her to squeeze in. That's hard for her to do because she has, what, 3 kids?
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, and they're young. So, like...
Yeah, so that's what she does. She wakes up, maybe sometimes goes for a run in the morning, and, you know, that's how she handles
her
day.
You got to get it done first. That's super important. And then the second part to that, so to part 4, we have, like, a second half to it, is time blocking. Sometimes this is helpful. If I, let's say, like, on my list for that day, I really, really, really need to clean the kitchen, right? And, like, I'm like, man, like, I really need to clean the kitchen, but I don't have a lot of time. If I set a timer on my phone for 30 minutes, I can probably get so much more done cleaning that kitchen knowing that the timer is simply set for 30 minutes. It's almost like if I know that I have a certain amount of time, I'm going to hustle and put a little bit more pep in my step because I'm waiting for the timer to go off, and I know that I only have so much that I can get done in that time. So I'm like moving around. I'm like, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
That helps. I don't always time block because there's certain things that I like to be in flow for. I like to free form, whatever. But there are certain things that I know I can spend all day cleaning the kitchen, but I can't spend all day cleaning the kitchen, so I will time block it, and that's really, really helpful as well.
What do you think? Did you like mention like it makes you a little bit more productive, like when you set aside time?
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the one thing. Or like another thing is like this is also another proven study, just kind of something I feel like I should share, but it could also be its own topic. It's just like decision making. Like you only have so many decisions to make in one day.
That's accurate.
And it's like proven. I think it was Mark Zuckerberg. Like he wears like the same outfit every single morning.
Yeah.
And he does that because he doesn't want to have to like make a pointless decision on trying to figure out what to wear for the day.
Yeah, that's true.
So he has like five of the same outfits and just lays it out the night before, that's it. So those are like little things that can also like help like either your creative part of your day or just anything that you're doing. It's all energy, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you only have so much energy to put out in one day.
Amen to that. That's so true, and I think people miss that a lot. Yeah. I think people, you know, there was another quote that I read, too. It was like, you overestimate the amount of discipline that you have. Like, you really, really think that you have all this discipline, but you really don't. I know it sounds bad, but you really don't have that much discipline, so you might as well just do what you can to simplify, get things done quickly, and yeah, that's all I have.
Yeah,
that's all we got for you for task management. Give us a follow at Take the Leap Podcast on Instagram and follow us on there. We post some fun quotes and encouragement and stuff like that, and you could kind of just stalk our lives.
Yeah, and see what we're up to. And if you have any questions, as always, you can always like DM us or message us. Feel free to reach out to us. You know, we're always available.
Always.
And we will respond, unlike sometimes, like when you try to go message some people, they don't respond.
Hey,
we're not those people.
We don't throw shade, though.
No, we're not like that. But we'll respond to you, so don't worry. Anyway, we hope you guys have a great night, and we hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.
Bye.